Semi-autonomous weapons such as unmanned drones already allow pilots to fire missiles from airbases thousands of miles away. But the report argues this is just the start of efforts to distance military personnel from their targets. It says within 20 to 30 years, fully autonomous weapon systems could be developed, which would be capable of killing people with no human input at all. Such weapons, it says, would be unable to distinguish between soldiers and civilians or apply human judgment, and would be incapable of complying with the key principles of international humanitarian law. Campaigner Jody Williams says immediate action is needed.
Right now in war, there's a human being who's making a decision whether or not to fire a weapon. If robotics were allowed to fully develop and they were autonomous, killer robots, as I like to call them, they would be able to be programmed, set free, and make the decisions about when, where, who, and how to attack.
But Dr. John Louth from the defense think tank, the Royal United Services Institute, says the report oversimplifies a complex debate.
Blanket bans of technological advancement always seems to me to be a relatively flawed idea. Much better, in my mind, to think about the governance and assurance around the use of some of these technologies rather than just banning something.
For now, human beings will retain ultimate control over when to use lethal force. But Human Rights Watch says a code of conduct should be established to ensure the legal and ethical concerns over robotic weapons are properly considered.